أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at حروف المقطعات area in Quran City, which is the 29 chapters with begin of a unique letter combination. And in particular, we focused on the singles. And these were Surah Al-Saad, Surah number 38, Surah Al-Qaf, which is Surah number 50, and Surah Al-Qalam, which is Surah number 68. And today we will look at Surah Al-Saad, which is Surah number 38. It is 88 ayat, it's a Makki surah. And the focus of this surah is the attitude of those who oppose divine guidance. So we see them listed and we'll talk about them. There's also a focus on Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. This chapter is also known as Dawood because it probably has the most extensive account of Prophet Dawood in the Quran. It also talks about Prophet Sulaiman. And then it ends with the rebelliousness of Shaitan when Prophet Adam was created. The previous surah begins with Safat. It's a word beginning with Saad. So the moment you think of Saad, you think Safat as well. Anyway, we've divided this surah into five sections. And the first section looks at the attitudes of those who covered up the truth and opposed divine guidance. And it questions their logic. So why did they do this? First of all, they were immersed in self-pride. They just could not accept the fact that the Prophet was the recipient of revelation. Their arrogance could not accept that. They called the Prophet a magician and a liar to be able to demean him even further. Then we find in the second section, we've got lessons from past prophets. That's Nuh, Ad, Fir'aun, Thamud, Lut, Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub, Ibrahim, Ismail, Alyasa, and Dhul-Kifl. But the focus in this section is on Prophet Dawood and his son, Prophet Sulaiman. So Allah says how when Prophet Dawood recites the Zabur, the Psalms, how the mountains and the birds sing with him. He says, "Inna sakharna al-jibala ma'hu yusabbihna bil-ashiyyi wal-ishraq." The mountains would sing the perfection of Allah with him in the evening and at sunrise. Wat-tayr mahshura, and the birds gathered together. Kullu lahu awwab, all joined in together with him. Allah grants him strength and wisdom. And then he gives an incident that came to him where he had two disputing parties. Two brothers who came up with him. One said, "I have 99 sheep." One said, "I only have one. And my brother is not being fair to me." Prophet Dawood, convinced by the man's complaint, said, "Your brother has wronged you by demanding that your sheep be added to his." No sooner had he said this than he realized that they had just tested him and that he had failed to hear both sides of the dispute. He was so eager to rescue this man from his brother's oppression and convinced that his brother had acted unscrupulously. With deep regret, he seeks forgiveness from Allah. In Ayah 24, Allah says, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. Allah says, "We had tried him, so he sought the protection of his Rabb, and he immediately went into ruku and turned to Allah." فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ. Allah forgives him. ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ إِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَحُسْنَ مَعَابٍ. And most surely he had a nearness to us and an excellent resort. It was amazing. And it's a lesson for us to be able to take when we realize we've done something wrong, to ask for forgiveness straight away and turn to Allah. The other story mentioned here is the return of the son for his son Sulaiman to be able to pray Salatul Asr. So here in Ayah 31 says that he to maintain his army is to check on his horses, and he's checking on them, each one of them, and suddenly realizes that the sun has set. In Ayah 32, Allah says his distress. He says, فَقَالَ إِنِّي عَجَبْتُ خُبَّ الْخَيْرِ أَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّي حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. I preferred the good things to the remembrance of my Rabb until the sun set and the time of Asr was over. He pleads to the angels, "Bring the sun back to me, for me." Within moments, the sun reappears. He wipes their legs and necks of his horses with water to remind himself of what they did to him. And then his awesome dua of forgiveness and asking for a kingdom in ayah 35. قال ربي اغفر لي وحب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوحاب. My Rabb, forgive me and grant me a kingdom that no nations after me will have. And Allah grants him that kingdom. The winds are made subservient for him. And everything is under his control. The third section, which is ayah 49 to 64, look at the recompense of the righteous versus those who defiantly rejected divine guidance. And Allah actually captures the future conversation of those in Jahannam to each other. And this is followed by a warning from the Prophet where he declares the oneness of Allah. He says in ayah 65, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنذِرٌ, I'm only a warner. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ, and there is no God but Allah, the one that subdues everyone and everything. And finally, the surah ends in ayah 71 to 88 with the rebelliousness of shaitan when Prophet Adam is created and he refuses to obey divinity to do sajda out of his arrogance. He is expelled and he asks for respite, which is given to him to a certain time, but rahmah is withdrawn from him. In other words, Allah says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ Ayah 78, and surely my la'na is on you to the day of judgment. La'na is withdrawal of rahmah, withdrawal of mercy. And look at his audacity. He says, قَالَ فَبِإِزَّتِكَ I swear by your might, لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ I will totally delude all of them. إِلَّا عِبَادِكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلِصِينَ Except your servants who are totally sincere to you. The chapter or the surah ends with the Prophet saying that I did not make any of this up. In huwa illa dhikru lil alamin. This is nothing but a reminder to the nations. Wala ta'lamunna naba'ahu ba'dahin. And most certainly you will come to know about it after a time. It's a phenomenal surah. It inspires the one who recites it to keep away from sins. If you recite it, you're able to take your family, your loved one, and even those who work for you to Jannah. And it causes the downfall of a tyrant in your life, if you have one, if you recite the surah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to understand and to learn and to fall in love with this most awesome book. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ